Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Imagine spending a lifetime building a retirement account, IRA, 401k, 403b, only to have your beneficiaries lose it in one fell swoop. They mishandle the account, triggering tax on the entire inherited retirement account. This is a real-life horror story described in a recent private letter ruling from the IRS this summer. And what happened is an older couple, the husband passed away and left the IRA to his wife. And then the wife, in doing her legal planning, did new beneficiary designations, and she named a trust as the beneficiary of the IRA. And the children were both, when the wife died, the children were designated to be both the trustees of the trust and the beneficiaries of the trust. So that brings up the first real warning sign, because really, the only reason you would leave an IRA to a trust at death as beneficiary is for some sort of control or protection. And now it could have been for some sort of creditor protection, so that could have been a valid reason. But other than that, if it was to keep the kids from hurting themselves or accessing the money too soon, you would think that wasn't the case, because they were both trustees and beneficiaries of the account. So it certainly sends up a red flag. Well, then the wife passed away, and the money then is payable to the trust as beneficiary for the kids. And the kids wanted to have a retirement account. They wanted to inherit that IRA. And under the law, they have 10 years to take all the money out of the IRA. And they have to pay all the income tax over that 10-year period. Now, we would kind of assume, we want to be careful with that, but we would kind of assume that if they're leaving this IRA to a trust, it's probably a pretty nice size IRA. We don't know that for sure, but more than likely, it's a pretty nice size IRA. So the kids wanted to be able to inherit it in a way where they could manage the accounts more directly, self-directed, and buy and sell stocks. And the IRA custodian that had this account did not have that capability. They could not buy and sell stocks. So the financial custodian that had the IRA said, well, you can't do that here. So what did the kids do with the trust? They decided, well, we'll pay the money out to a traditional trust account with another financial custodian. Well, the problem is that triggers all of the income taxes on the entire amount. And more than likely, that was all taxed to the trust. And income tax rates to trusts are very problematic. You hit the maximum tax rate, 37%, at around $12,000 or $13,000 of income. So, you know, let's say this was a $5 million IRA, it would all come out, and then after the first $12,000 or $13,000, all of it is subject to 37% income tax. So you've got this huge tax time bomb that goes off. So the kids appealed to IRS to have an exception and allow them to put the money back into another inherited IRA account. See, if the kids had done an IRA to IRA transfer and set up an inherited IRA trust account with another financial institution and transferred the money directly to that institution, it would not have been taxable. The problem is the rules are very clear with IRS. There's no way to undo it once you take a check, once you cut a distribution from an inherited IRA. There's no 60-day rollover window. There's nothing like that. There's no way to put the money back in. So they appealed to IRS for a private letter ruling, and they failed. And more than likely, that entire account was subject to 37% income tax. And then was there a state tax on top of that? You could have seen easily as much as 70% of that account or more go to the IRS. So this is the most overlooked area in estate planning today is how, and has been for probably 20 years, how do retirement accounts get passed to your beneficiaries, and how can you be sure to give them tools to deal with the income tax time burden, make sure they're educated of their choices, make sure they're working with the proper institutions to help them with those choices. That's what we do at Brogan Financial. But there are so many things involved, and it is often overlooked. Attorneys do a lot of legal planning. They typically don't do beneficiary designations. Usually you do that on a self-directed account or your financial advisor does that, but they're often overlooked.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.